Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have been with, shouldn't you?
We are back live. Live coverage of this historic impeachment. You can count on one hand how many times this has happened. They've got the votes. Why are they doing it? Why is it hurting them in the polls? Why don't they care? We're taking your calls on that right now. And by 5, 6, or 7 tonight, we're not sure. It depends on how they take breaks. But we'll be covering it live at Infowars.com and Band.Video. They will vote on the actual impeachment that will then go to the Senate. We'll have live historic coverage here. And please, so your friends, your family, your neighbors, people that you don't know, get a chance to see a different perspective than what the corporate media is putting out, please send a live feed of the show. That's at band.video and on the front page of Infowars.com out to everybody you know so they can get the real coverage of this. That's how we reach new people. Thank you so much. The stations that want to pick us up, we will again also have continual coverage of this evening as well on the radio and TV satellites. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in California. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, what's up, man? I want to start by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, regardless of all of the satanic crap we have to deal with. We still have that in our hearts. And I want to say that what the Democrats are doing is very reptilian. They first lie, and then they shapeshift. Right now they're in the shapeshifting phase. They're now saying, we care about the Constitution. We're doing this for America. We care about our children. And it's funny, they're never, ever mentioned anything about this in the past.
Well, and actually, they do say something. They viciously attack America, attack family, attack capitalism for the average person, make themselves all tax exempt while attacking anybody that's middle class. But you're right. They hate America. They hate the family. But now they suddenly love it. That's extremely transparent. Do they not know how ridiculous this looks?
Yeah. I mean, I created a hat. It's a MAGA hat. It just says, I know you are, but what am I on it? So anytime a leftist comes up and I see your hat and they're about to just say, you're a racist. I'm like, yeah.
I know you are, but what am I?
Well, yeah. It just blows their minds up.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Matt. We're going to move quick here. Let's talk to William in Michigan, then Jack in Georgia. William, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. First off, I start my day off with your Super Blue. Then I go into the Bio True Selenium, the Krill Oil, X2, X3. Your new Vaso Beats is phenomenal, Living Defense. Ultra 12 and Honor Roll for my kids. I hope you get that back in soon. I just wanted to go over the states. Right now, if you look at the battle lines being drawn, you have the right to carry, the Second Amendment, open carry, and the heartbeat bill, where if you're an infant, you have and you're in your mom's womb, and you have a heartbeat, you can't kill the baby. Sorry. And then you have the other states that have drawn their battle line saying, okay, we're going to take all your guns. Look at Governor Northam and Virginia, what he's doing up there. We're going to take all your guns, and you can have abortion after the baby is dead. Make them comfortable, right? But also, if you bring in quantum computing, the breakthroughs that they've had in that into it, and you bring in the interest rates throughout the globe, zero to negative interest rates. You look at China, they're going to be pushing into Hong Kong, they're already there, and they're going to push Taiwan, I think, after the election, regardless who wins. And if you look at the Temple of Solomon, there's all sorts of facts that are coming out that it was originally in the City of David, and it was on the Southeast Ridge, and the dimensions all fit. So if they rebuild the temple there and they find out, and okay, that's where it's at, and then you bring into the equation 12 to 13 years away from the exact date that Jesus was killed. I mean, it's kind of living revelations. Everything's kind of coming together. And if we're Babylon, we're going to fall soon. Look what's going on in our country.
Well, look at how the Clintons, and we know they were really behind it, bombed Olympic Park in 96 at the Olympics, then tried to blame Richard Jewell, then tried to blame other people. But they were the ones that did it 200 years after 1776. So you're absolutely right. The devil isn't omnipresent, but he tries to line it up with what the things God's done as part of his blasphemy. Thank you, William. Jack, we'll talk to you in 60 seconds. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The impeachment of President Donald John Trump is live. And we have continued coverage of the ongoing debates that should be concluded right during prime time tonight. The way I look at the clock, the debate just started less than an hour ago. That should come in about 7 o'clock Eastern. Between 6:30 and 7 o'clock Eastern, we'll have live coverage here right after the war room tonight with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez. As soon as I'm done going to my daughter's choir recital, I will be here as well. Mike Adams was going to be hosting the fourth hour, but we have mountain juniper fever here, as it's known. When it comes, it's huge clouds of it. It's not an indigenous plant. And it coats the lungs. People think they have a cold. If I wasn't taking pollen block, literally at InfoWarsLife.com product, this would be 10 times worse for me. So I'm not really feeling discomfort. I just have it coating my larynx and a little bit of the sniffles. But a lot of folks are knocked down by it. You can actually see it coming off the trees. That guy's type into YouTube, cedar trees, pollen, Austin, Texas. You'll see a tree when it releases just go, and all this orange yellow goes off of it. And it's unbelievable what it does to people. But Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the fourth hour right through the war room with Savannah Hernandez and live coverage of this. Why is it happening? Because they've held up all this legislation to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization deals, which China and Mexico are hating because they're a lot better deals for us. It changes the subject from all the crimes they've committed, and they believe it further divides the nation. But as a caller said yesterday very astutely, we've reached the apex of division in America. People now see through it. So they've hit as much division as they're going to get with the tactics they've been using. So now people are starting to come together. They've hit the peak. But they still can't stop and save face. So what are they going to do? What are they going to pull? That is the question. Because they can't help but exercise the power they've got in the House. Because that's what I've learned about the occult and Satanist and globalist is they're one-dimensional. And they just can't help but use power even if it destroys them. But are we going to be pissed about this? Are we going to remember this in 320 days during the election? Are we going to rout these Democrats out and rout all these Republican blue bloods out? Are we going to do it? Jack says he's Air Force vet, DOJ. America needs to fight back. Give us your take on this situation.
Yes, sir. First of all, quick aside, brother, I love you and your whole crew. And I've probably done 20 grand with your products in the last couple of years because they work.
You're the only reason we're on air, brother, so thank you. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you.
Sir, happy to help. Absolutely. Unless these folks start going to prison for real crimes. Everything you've said, Alex, has been 100% on the money. We know they traded Nick's secrets. I read the reports when I was in. It's a fact to the Chinese. We know they traded off our yellow cake to the Russians. We know absolutely beyond a doubt they have crimes. So unless this void is met with justice, this is going to explode. The pressure cooker has to be diffused. Has to be. So I'm thinking the real Andy Jackson moment. It's got to happen. Maybe it takes us. Maybe it takes people to push this. Maybe it needs to be popularized, memed, whatever. But we have to have the real Andy Jackson.
You're absolutely right, sir. What do you think is coming next, and how do we counter it?
Well, I agree with your previous assessment. I believe this is a spiritual war, and I believe that it's kind of like, as you know, I'm not going to jump off into this too much, but it's like John the Baptist says, as he gains, I diminish. Well, the devil is diminishing, and Christ is gaining. And
Well, sir, I do want you to take time. We've got a guest coming up, but we're going to take calls throughout this, and you're absolutely right. As I've gotten older, I learned how important and real the Bible is. When I was young and ignorant, I couldn't understand it. Now that I've been through a bunch of stuff, and now it's all right there emblazoned, and absolutely, that's what's happening is they're diminishing, they're getting stupider, they're falling apart, and then those of us that are with Christ are getting stronger and greater discernment, and they see that and are absolutely going into a rage right now.
Yes, sir, 100%. In fact, there are two. I'm Catholic, and much like Owen, I have the same kind of background. And if you look to both Pope Leo, which inspires the warrior prayer to St. Michael, and Fatima, both of those dovetail precisely into 2017, and that is, I believe, that apex that you were talking about around October of 17. And if you've noticed since then, their cries and screaming of these demons have only increased. I mean, you're on the street with them every day, so it's fascinating to watch them come apart.
And by the way, everybody's seen the videos. They now, at least a third of the Democrats at rallies go, I love Satan, and I'm going to kill you. I want babies. I want to hurt babies. I mean, I've got video.
Yes.
And you're like, you love, yes, and Satan will get you. You're going down, Jones, and we're going to get your family. I mean, it's like The Exorcist.
Not only will Satan not win, but the ultimate humility to Satan is he will be crushed by God's creation. In fact, the Bible speaks of that clearly. His head will be crushed under the heel of the woman, which refers, I believe, to Virgin Mary, and I believe that's exactly what he's saying. So that's the ultimate humiliation for this scumbag, is he's going to be crushed by what he views as inferior creation.
Well, I appreciate your call. Great points. Thank you so much, Jack. I know this. We're living in historical times, and the demons are coming out of people. You're seeing it all over the place, and it's really the battle lines are becoming clear. Call it whatever you want. I mean, it's crazy. It happens all over the world. It happens historically, and it's happening again. Levi in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'll make this really quick for you. Yesterday, you asked this question, what are they going to do? And I prayed about it. And two events happened last night that the deep state tipped their hand. Virginia. The reason why they're going after Virginia with the firearms is to declare martial law. Now watch how this unfolds. In the press in the past 2 weeks, they've been screaming that the Republicans in the Senate have already made up their mind. They've already decided that they're just going to sham the trial. Okay. And last night, the Virginia rep, McEachin, came out and said again that they're going to call in the National Guard and they're going to arrest all the sheriffs and enforce.
No, you're right. In fact, I saw that last night and I went and looked it up, and the reps are saying it. And I meant to start the show with that today. It's actually in there in my office on the desk, and then I got distracted with the impeachment vote. But absolutely, and it's in all the different Soros documents that have come out, they want to trigger a race war or a civil war, and they want to do it with gun confiscation. They own Northam because he got caught in the KKK outfit and saying kill the babies after they're born, keep them comfortable. And so they are absolutely trying to start a civil war. There it is, ABC News 13. Representative Rep says military enforcement for new gun legislation, National Guard response. I mean, that's ABC News, and we live in this craziness that Alex Jones has been conditioned just to accept the level of tyranny that I didn't start the show with that. In fact, download that newscast. That's what I watched last night. I remember 2 days ago, it's like, there's a rumor they're going to have the National Guard. No, they're in the State House saying, we're going to arrest sheriffs that don't confiscate the guns. We're going to register and take all the semi-autos. And, I mean, yeah, and they know that'll cause a civil war. You are damn right, Levi. Go ahead.
Wait, there's more. Last night, around 10 p.m., Ginsburg talked to CNN, and she made comments about the Republicans deciding. And she said that if a judge made that, they would be removed from the case. Here's what I believe is going to happen. They're going to position Virginia to go into a state of martial law.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't hang up. I'm not doing a cliffhanger. We have to go to breaks at certain times as the satellites fire for radio and TV stations. Coming right back to you in just a few minutes, Levi. Stay there. Stay there. And then James, Gina, Lee, Aaron, Caleb, Terry, just everybody, stay with us. Spread the word about the live broadcast. It's all happening. They want the UN to confiscate the guns. That's official.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists have only captured the main blue cities on the east and west coast. Once they get control, there's pure election fraud and the people are literally enslaved. Look at that map in Congress right now. The areas in red are Republican, are populist. Love America. The areas in blue are captured globalist zones. Now, Obama had a plan under Strong Cities Initiative of the United Nations to confiscate firearms and to create a civil emergency out of it. Bloomberg has funded the election of hundreds of district attorneys and sheriffs to begin gun confiscation under red flag laws in Democrat-controlled states. It's happening. And now, here's the headline, ABC News. Virginia rep suggests military enforcement for new gun legislation. National Guard responds. He said that 3 days ago. Now more Democrats have joined him. The governor has said, we're going to register your guns, and then we're going to pass a law to take them. And sheriffs that don't go along with it, we're going to come after you. So this is how civil war started. The last two wars for independence and the civil war started in Virginia. So history doesn't just rhyme, it repeats. Levi in Texas, recap what you were saying and then lay this out. Because Democrats admit they want to cause a civil war. They want to push us into open confrontation, and they've got control of the system in Virginia now. The courts, the governorship, and, of course, the legislature, and they're making their move. People say, well, it'll cause a war. That's the plan, my dear Watson. Please continue.
Okay. The important thing about Virginia is that it is south of Washington, D.C. There's by declaring martial law in Virginia, it'll shut down Interstate 81, 95, 66, 77, 85, 64, and that will isolate Washington, D.C., with only one interstate coming in from the west, from in Maryland, which is Interstate 68, and they don't need to worry about north because all of that is Democrat-controlled territory. Now, they're going to move on this, and like I said, for the past 2 weeks, the press has been running that the Republicans in the Senate are shooting their mouth off, especially Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and others, that they've already made up their mind. They're going to coordinate with the Trump administration. Okay, they're not going to call any witnesses. Okay, it's being painted as a farce trial. They won't allow Schumer to call in, okay, witnesses, claiming that it's not going to become like the House became. This is all being set up to give the Democrats, once the trial is over, Trump will be acquitted in the Senate. But it's a trap. It is a ete brute moment, because the Democrats are then going to run to the Supreme Court. And this is where Ginsburg opened her mouth last night to CNN, and she let the cat out of the bag. They'll run to the Supreme Court, and the insurance policy that Stork and Page were talking about is Chief Justice Roberts, who I believe with all my heart is compromised. He's going to be on the Senate. He's going to be the controlling the trial. The Democrats will file a brief with the United States Supreme Court saying that the trial was a sham, that the Republicans already made up their mind before they heard any of the evidence, that it was tainted. And I believe that the Supreme Court will rule that the trial is defunct, it's bad, and that they, by a liberal majority, with the swing vote being Chief Justice Roberts, will remove the President of the United States on legal technicalities. And at the same time they do this, Virginia will declare martial law, shutting down all the interstates, preventing people from amassing on Washington in anger, because they'll be able to control and shut down all routes of travel into Washington, and it will plunge this nation into civil unrest like you haven't believed. I prayed about this last night. And this is what I believe the Lord showed me their plan is. And
Well, that's why people got to go to D.C. now. I've been saying don't wait. Everybody needs to get up there. We've had our crew there. Will Johnson's there. I intend to go back up there. People need to get there and let them know. But I agree with you. When you read all their different documents, they want civil war. They want civil unrest. They want confrontations because they're losing. And that's why they're putting us into this impeachment, hoping, as Senator Paul said, on Monday, to trigger civil unrest. Levi, they're going for broke, and I think this is a real scenario. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the Democrats have taken the guns everywhere else. They're in control. They are priming things in Virginia to start a fight, and I think Beto was a test of that, saying, hell yes, we're coming after your AR-15s. None of that's happened by accident. So I agree, this is something they're wargaming. Exposing it has a good chance of stopping it. You're a smart cookie. What else do you think we can do to make sure this doesn't happen?
Everybody, first off, first and foremost, my brothers and sisters in Christ, need to realize that God doesn't use perfect people. We need to come together in prayer for Trump. Trump needs to open up his eyes and realize that he cannot do this alone. He has got to start. He should be getting rid of people. I want to know why, okay, Brennan still has his security clearance. Trump revoked it, and he still has it. Why aren't those people
being attacked? That's right. There's open rebellion. It's why they try to keep the president isolated so he doesn't know what's going on.
He needs to not only talk softly, but he needs to carry.
No, I hear you. We're out of time, Levi. We're going to watch this Virginia situation very, very closely as it unfolds. It's really happening. You're absolutely right. This is The Hill. Virginia National Guard responds after Democrat lawmakers suggest maybe needed to enforce gun control measures using the military. Well, they've used the UN everywhere else. All the blue cities, they've taken the guns. They want to try to use the 25th Amendment against the president to remove him. They won't need the votes in the Senate if they create enough of a hysteria. That's their plan. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed, but they're making a run at it. And these people are outrageous criminals. The woman up on the dais right now, Representative Karen Bass of California. She says if this doesn't work, he gets reelected, they're going to try to impeach him again. Doesn't even know what for. Or she said, oh, because he's a Russian agent. You're a globalist agent. You're an anti-American filth. You're a puppet. You're a nobody. Picked because you were scum. Running California into the ground, witch. More of your phone calls right when I come back from break. I'm taking 7 phone calls in a 10-minute segment. I'm going to James, and I'm going to Danny, and I'm going to everybody, according to how long they've been holding. Boom, boom, boom. But that was an important caller. I've been meaning to get into Virginia in more detail. Briefly, 12 days of Christmas. We're in the middle of it right now. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in by Friday. Guaranteed deliver before Christmas anywhere in the United States. We have the 12 days of Christmas, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 10% off if you sign up for auto ship, 60% off Brainforce Plus, 25 to 50% off all apparel, 60% off Turbo Force, krill oil 60% off, knockout 60% off, bodies 60% off, Ultra 12 60% off. Please do your shopping with us. We need the funding, plus they're great products.
It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them. And
I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products, like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the Myco ZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Epic is overused. And so when it's time to say things are epic, people are like, oh yeah, right, epic. No, this what's going on is epically bad, epically out of control, but the response to it is epic. There are so many videos coming out of globalist politicians being confronted by patriots. In almost every case, they're saying InfoWars.com is the battle cry. Just like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, showing people are awake. It's amazing. We've got our own Owen and Savannah Hernandez being attacked last night. We've got video, InfoWarrior attacked by libs. That's really fascist for crashing L.A. Trump impeachment rally. That footage is coming up. Ezra Levant of the Rebel Media will be in studio with us. There is so much to cover. A lot of it doesn't get on air, and it's just as important. It's at InfoWars.com, and it's at NewsWars.com. But make no mistake, these are authoritarians. Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court, came out on Fox News, was interviewed and said, Merry Christmas. And the left's going crazy, calling it a hate crime. I'm not joking. These people want total domination of your minds. I mean, no one would put up with this in classic cults, but this is it. It's incredible. Thank God people are waking up to them. All right, who's up next here? Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to James in Indiana. James, thank you for calling. They're going to vote to impeach the president today. They believe just that term will discredit him. That's just the indictment by this kangaroo group of Democrats. What's your view on this?
Well, this is what I did today. I have never made a donation to any media outlet in my entire life. I just made a $100 donation to Infowars.com. I am asking in the next hour that 1,000 patriots make a $100 donation to let you be their voice, because there's so many people on the sidelines right now. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to react. And before I took speech class, I couldn't stand up either. So I understand these people that can't say anything or they're afraid to be retaliated by the government because they are crooked and they will use the justice system to come after people.
They're not just trying to impeach the president right now. They're trying to destroy every media outlet that tells the truth. They took over. They did a national intelligence infiltration of the NRA as Russians, almost destroyed the NRA, shut down their media operation. So we've been hit the same, but we're smaller, so they couldn't get us shut down. So thank you, because we need that support now. We are at the critical tip of the spear. We are critical to the fight, so thank you, because it's neck and neck here for us. Where do you think all this is going, James?
President Trump posted, if you go to DuckDuckGo, it's War on Democracy. He posted what he sent to Pelosi. They have a poll there from left to right. It shows who's for and who's not for impeachment. It looks like a big penis. The Democrats are trying to dick this president. And if you also look at, if you search Congress has obstructed America, my article in Indiana was just published yesterday. It's the only one on the Internet. It sits there and it points out all the crap that they're doing. If you like that article, you can Google my name on the bottom there, and I put other articles out that I've called out the Social Security Administration. I've called out the VA. I just saw...
Sure, James. Tell us the name of your article again.
The article is Congress has obstructed America.
Oh, that's what it's doing. It's obstructing the orderly process of Congress, of administrating things, of running things, of passing laws, and it's been sabotaging us. That's what they've been doing. Look how they're trying to plunge the economy to stop Trump. They admit they're doing it. That's incredible. That's attacking the interests of the U.S. That's obstructing the country. That's working with foreign powers.
But like I was saying, with the Patriots, they can't give you $100, give you $10. If you can only give a dollar on your donation page at the bottom, your address is there, stick a dollar, stick it in the mail. It's not going to hurt you. But if 1,000 people do it, they will help your cause. Owen has been tremendous. That's the only reason I ever found out about InfoWars. I was like, wow, this is genius. I watch you guys more now than I do Fox, because I didn't know about it.
Well, brother, if people chain reaction us, it's game over. Thank you. Yes, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can look at the donate button or the contact button. We need to make it a little bit more prominent. And at checkout, you can add donations, because then we get like 95% of the money, after the credit card fee or whatever for us or you. But we just need the support. You see what our reporters are doing. They're kicking butt. And I'm trying to hire 5 or 6 more reporters right now. And I'll just be, flat out honest with you. I'm selling my house to have the money in the next year to do it, which is fine. I put the money in the house because I didn't trust the banks to do that. But we're spending our reserves right now because at a spiritual level, I can feel it. We need to be 100% in the fight. Okay, I said I'd take 10 calls. Just spent 4 minutes with that guy. He was a great caller. Thank you. Let's go ahead. Up next is Danny in Oregon. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Wow, I have had a really hard time trying to get on with you.
You're welcome.
But I think that's just, the devil's been trying to hinder all of us in every way possible, and you just got to keep at it. It's truly just very visceral and obvious that the devil is just waging full attack on all of us.
Absolutely. Evil, believe in the devil or not, evil is on the march right now, but it's causing a massive awakening.
Right. I mean, I thought of something this morning. It kind of boils down to there's kind of two types of people right now. There's people who are lying, and there's people who know they're being lied to.
Yes.
There's people that don't know. So you're either lying or you're being lied to, one of the two, or both. I want to echo what the other gentleman said, as far as donating to InfoWars. Everybody calls in to thank you, but I want to, and of course, I love you, Alex. But I like to thank the listeners, you know. They're the ones keeping this going. Like you say, without them supporting the, you know, the show and getting the great product.
Absolutely. It's the listeners possible. That deserve the thanks just as much as any of us on air. And we're all just fighting so hard. And the great news is we're having a big effect. I mean, if we weren't having a huge effect, I would not be killing myself doing this because I'd say, well, it's up to somebody else. No, we've been given the providence. We've been given the discernment. We've been given this, and I am very humbled by it. Where do you see all this ending up?
Oh, well, I certainly hope that I'm right in thinking that God will, you know, be in control in the end. I mean, he will either way, but I'm praying and hoping that, you know, the Senate will shut this down as the joke that it is. But, you know, it's just alarming to see the Democrat side of the government gaslighting the entire country, just saying, oh, you know, we're just going to convince you that something happened, even though we all know it didn't. You know,
it's incredible. Absolutely. And it's like they're bad actors. Thank you, sir. Gaslighting the whole country. They're absolutely attempting to do that. And here's a big question for tomorrow. What if they did remove him in the Senate? What would the removal of Trump look like? And then what would they do next to get rid of Pence, to put Pelosi in, who they admit they want in, who would then make Hillary vice president? You know they get rid of Trump, Hillary's running. She's just waiting to the convention 6 months out from now to come to a broker convention. That's her plan. Gina in Virginia, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I've listened to your program for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, you really woke me up. You're a great historian. I'm really angry at these demon rats, syncopath liars. That's what they are. They're players playing their hands. I wish it would stop. I prayed to God this morning for a God shot, for a miracle, for this to all end. I have called Congress many times. I have called the White House, giving positive messages to Trump and Pence. I have even emailed the White House.
Good.
And Congress. I have tried to email you, but I don't have the number. That's not important. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't hear people plug some products like the clothing, which we all love, and the hats. Mine's favorite is Tyranny Response Team.
Yes.
My husband's is the Molin Labe.
Molin Labe, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a great shirt. We get a lot of compliments on that, by the way.
Absolutely. That's how you meet like-minded people.
Oh, yeah. We have the InfoWars bumper stickers all over our truck. Okay.
Let me ask you this question, Gina. Let me ask this question. Sure. Think about it during the break. We'll come back to you briefly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Levant is riding shotgun with us for the rest of this hour and all of the next hour. Then Owen Schroyer is taking over in the fourth hour and going to host 3+ hours of War Room. I'll be back as well this evening for live coverage of the historic impeachment of Trump in the House. Again, that's just the indictment, like the grand jury. And we've got a host of issues to get to here. Your calls at 877-789-2539. Ezra Levant heads up rebelnews.com. And if I go over his whole bio, it would take quite a while, but he's launched one of the most successful media operations in Canada on mainstream TV. Got huge ratings, and then the state regulators came in and shut down their speech. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, then he's launched the Rebel News. It's been very successful with Tommy Robinson and people like Gavin McGinnis and so many others. Without him, those folks would never have even had some of those platforms when they before they got deplatformed and once they did. So we're really blessed to have Ezra Levant out there because there's not a lot of people putting their money where their mouth is. So we're very thankful to have him here. You're a smart guy, a nuanced fella. Why would the Democrats launch this when even their internal polls showed it was unpopular 3 months ago? Now it's proven to be spectacularly unpopular. It's a platform now in the Senate to show all the corruption that they've been involved in, that they projected onto Trump. What do you expect them to do? Why couldn't they help themselves? How did they do it? What are the different scenarios? I don't want to be too confident here. How could they turn lemons into lemonade? Ezra, what do you think?
You pay attention more than 99.9% of people. Most people don't read a newspaper. Most people get their news from the late night comedy shows. And so all you're going to see is the one clip. And that'll be all I think 80% of people know. And in 6-9 months from now, the waters will be muddy. It'll just be Trump was impeached. Forget the details. Forget how they made the sausage. You and I follow the minutia. But most people don't have time for that. So all that will be left is the stain of the accusation.
Exactly. That just the word impeachment and them reading the charge. And you can see them saying, he was impeached. He was impeached.
Yeah. It's a talking point that they'll be able to, it's an asterisk they can forever stick to his name.
Do you think they've miscalculated? I mean, looking out there at the American people, how do you think they're going to respond to this? They're already getting pissed off.
I see Trump himself has tweeted polls showing that he now leads every Democratic contender. I think right now people are thinking, leave this to the election. Why are you impeaching a guy? Let's have it out. I think there's fair-minded Americans, even Democrats. Reminds me of Brexit in a way. There were people who voted to remain in the EU, but when they saw the shenanigans, the establishment trying to squash the vote, they said, whoa, I wanted to remain, but not this way.
So why are the Democrats tone deaf then if this is ultimately going to hurt them? 80% chance, let's be fair with it. Maybe they're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Why couldn't they? I mean, why'd they do it? Why did they? It's like Hitler. He was already losing World War II. Why'd he attack Russia? I mean, it's like, get my ass kicked over here in Africa. Let me just go attack, guys that destroyed Napoleon.
I think a couple of reasons. First of all, some of them are victims of Trump derangement syndrome. They truly think he's so evil he must have done something.
That's it. They're crazed.
Yeah. And, people have said Trump equals Hitler, Trump equals Hitler so often. If you actually believe that, you would do anything in your power to stop him. You know, it's like the old imagination game. If you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler? If you thought Donald Trump, if you actually believed he was evil, you would do anything.
So there's a certain percentage of people who just buy whatever they're told.
Yeah. And who's calling the shots in Congress? Is it Nancy Pelosi or is it the radical squad, Ilhan Omar?
I think they are.
Yeah. And so I think this train has started. And
because they represent what the left has really fully radicalized into.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work in the general election, but it sure is hot right now. And everyone in the presidential primaries, boy, they're tacking left.
Let's shift gears to where you really, I mean, you're an expert on Canadian politics, U.S. politics. You cover them all for many years. You called what happened with Boris Johnson a third of the Labour Party defecting conservatives for the first time I've ever seen, a majority, even in a parliamentary system, for the Tories. By the left, I've been told, and that's what Paul Watson's saying over in the U.K., that's Farage is saying, you're big in the U.K., you spend a lot of time there, that this telling Labour voters, you better allow millions of Muslims to come in, you better send your kids to mosque to pray as they do at field trips, you better submit to the grooming gangs, you better, hate the U.K., white people are racist. That brainwashing really backfired and has basically not just crippled, some are saying destroyed the Labour Party and totally backfired.
They went so far, they went even farther than AOC and the squad went here. Jeremy Corbyn, he was posing with a Hezbollah terrorist flag. He was so far out there.
So walk through why people, why do we care about Boris Johnson? Well, it's a bellwether for the rest of the world, just like Brexit was a bellwether for Trump.
Absolutely. Everyone was against Brexit except the people. The media, even all the political parties, even though the conservatives said they were for it, they weren't really. The media, the banks, any international agency. I even saw the British Sandwich Association said if Brexit goes through, you won't have good sandwiches anymore. I'm not making that up. So everyone was against it. But I think it was a way for people to lash back at the establishment, whether the grievance was open borders, immigration, and what that does, driving down wages, driving up real estate, extremely expensive there. The Islamification of the UK. I think it was also, the UN, we don't like the UN in Canada and the United States, but imagine if the UN actually passed laws that were binding in America and Canada. That's what the European Union was to the UK. So it was a great throwing off, sort of like
Trump's victory was a great...
So this is a real rebellion.
I think. And I tell you, Boris Johnson, if he does, he will go through with it. But if not, I think they've destroyed the threat of democracy there. Because if you play a game, you got to be bound by the rules. Brexit won. And for 3 years, they've delayed it. You have no idea the damage that did to the rule of law, the respect for authority in that country. In some ways, it's good. People are dissidents.
Well, you're right. So first they said 4 years ago that Brexit was an anomaly, that all these other populists got elected. Merkel's barely hanging on, playing games with, you know, parliament numbers, but her parties have been routed out of power mainly. Some say Germany's next. And now this is a real global realignment to populism, nationalism, and really to Western values, I think.
Well, and I want to talk about the most interesting pro-democracy, pro-freedom, anti-establishment force in the world right now. I'm talking about the Hong Kong protests.
Oh, yes.
Because they haven't had a lot of support from around the world. I mean, the American Congress voted in their support, thumbs up. But where are all the left-wing human rights activists? Where's the Amnesty Internationals? Where's the Reporters Without Borders? Where's all those people? Well, they're in league with China. Either ideologically they're sympathetic, or they like China as a counterweight to America, or they want to make money. You know, people look at China and see the huge market. These democracy protesters, they're going to mess it up. Those are the heroes, and that's an anti-establishment rebellion, too.
I totally agree with you. Why suddenly, it's all over the world, there is rebellions against establishment, against globalism, against neoliberalism, against Islamic takeover. Almost every rebellion they're becoming successful is, whether they're Asian or whether they're Latin American or whether they're American, European, whoever they are, they're rebelling against globalism. Russia's rebelling against globalism. I mean, it's all over the place. Where did it come from?
You know, I saw some polls in Hong Kong that Hong Kong people now regard themselves as an identity. Before these troubles, they were Chinese. They were proudly part of this massive monolith. But now, no, we're Hong Kong people. You see the same in Taiwan. No, we're not
Chinese. By them trying to take their basic agreements and rights they had, now they've just made them get more radical.
And a real identity. There's a Hong Kong identity now. And it's amazing to me that they're waving American flags. What a symbol. If only Americans love those values. You know, it's sort of eerie to be taught about freedom by folks halfway around the world. And I look at all these Antifa thugs in Canada, the United States, young people, they don't even know what they stand for.
You know what the Bible says? I mean, we should come back over this because you've covered it. Our reporters have been over there. A prophet's not known in his own country. And literally, people value us because we're not perfect, but they've seen how much better it is than what they had. They aspire to that. And then people that have grown up with it, like Paul Bratz, are like, yeah, I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't respect Antifa in America. I don't, and in Canada. I don't think they actually, I think many of them are paid. I think many of them
no, they
are
just
the street gangs.
Our good buddy, Soros. He's a big funner.
Well, absolutely. I'm inspired by these young people. I mention that because I think these things are all around the world.
By the way, I say good buddy. You're one of the only other people targeted like I've been with all these fake lawsuits and all this, you know, globalist garbage. I mean, they have really, really been coming after us. That's why you know that we're effective. We're going to start the third hour with your phone calls. We've got a whole bunch of topics with Ezra Levant, U.S. politics, Trump, political correctness, censorship, Brexit UK, Tommy Robinson, what's happening with him, tech, China, Hong Kong. We started to get into United Nations and globalism and so much more. And we know this Jessica Goblin creature that's part of the Jabba the Hutt movement known as the trans time, whatever. You've had run-ins with this creature. It's all coming up in the third hour. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.